this is Daryl Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In Brevard County, it's the first day of school, so welcome back to all of the scholars. And I know that the teachers have already been back since the first of the month. But welcome back, all you scholars who are heading to school right now in the car or maybe coming home from school. Remember to make your day count in the classroom. We're going to be teaching all this week a continuation of True Life in the Spirit. Where is true life? It is in the Spirit. As the Spirit of God leads us into the purpose of which He has sent us forth in the earth, in every promise is a purpose, and there is a promise in every purpose. So there is a purpose in every promise and a promise in every purpose. So we got to be excited about that.
Yes, and we can look back at that opening statement and really let it sink in. True life is in the Spirit. So there are other life, but true life, real life is in the Spirit. In John 10, Jesus says that I have come that you may have true life and have it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. Jesus, that's a opening statement where Jesus speaks. He says, I come that you will have life, true life. That's what he said. The Zoe type of life, which is the God life. So that's the life we need. All of us need that type of life. The Zoe type of life, the God type of life. That is true life. And that's what Jesus talked about. And so there's no excuse, because he clearly says, guys, that this is my purpose in this world, is that you will have true life and have it all more abundantly. That's it.
And he lets us know that there's opposition.
Yes.
There's a thief that comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. So which way are we going to go? Which mind are we going to go with? And that's where we're going to be all this week, talking about the two directions of our mind. In Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 4, it tells us that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So how are we to walk? According to the Spirit. It's letting us know there's another walk now.
Yes.
There's a walk according to the flesh, and there's a walk according to the Spirit. So when the road forks, which way are we going to go? Are we going to walk according to the flesh, or are we going to walk according to the Spirit?
Amen. And come down to verse 5.
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
I noticed there, Pastor Diane and Pastor Emily, it says, those... So let's just analyze it. Let's impact the truth out of it. But those who live according to the flesh, they do something. They set willfully, purposefully, not accidentally. They set their mind on the things of the flesh. Just like how right now we're experiencing severe heat here in Florida. And we have our AC unit. And I want to be cool in my house. So I purposely set my thermostat to be cool. And so when I walk in my house, I don't have no heat because I purposely set the thermostat to give me cool air. That's an analogy I'm just giving. Yeah. You can see it. So you can't blame it on nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then when you set the thermostat the system has to work in order to bring it, to regulate it to the set temperature.
Right.
So that we set our mind and then there's something that we need to do.
Yeah.
There are things that we need to do in order to come into the mindset.
Yeah. And so whatever, if I set my mind according to the flesh, my whole body going to do the thing to make that lineup. So I can't be bitter and sweet from the same fountain, man. We can't. We can't have sweet water and bitter water at the same time coming out the same fountain. Is it going to be sweet or bitter? Okay.
And what you had said during service, you had said, what we perceive to make us happy, we will pursue.
Yes.
So that if what we perceive, what we think is going to make us happy, we will pursue. Now, it doesn't mean that that thing is going to make us happy, because sometimes we perceive when we're operating according to the flesh, when we're operating according to worldly ways of satisfying ourselves, what we perceive to make us happy may not always be good. But we will pursue it we perceive that it's going to make us happy. So we have to come into the realization. We have to change the direction of which we're going. The things that we set our mind on in the flesh cannot make us happy. Because even if we had everything that we thought on Monday was going to make us happy, by Friday, there would be some things that we now want to add to the list in order to keep us happy. Because the flesh profits nothing. It's never in the position where it feels like it has fully attained. But when we then shift our mindset and we begin to pursue the things of God, that's when we could find now actually enter into the joy of the Lord. Because it says it over and over in the Bible. It says, well done, welcome into the joy of the Lord when people are doing that which they were set in the earth to do, bringing forth the fulfillment of the purpose and the promise over their life.
Because true happiness only comes from within. Carnal things will make us happy temporarily, but like Pastor Diana said, we're happy for a moment, a day, a week, a month, but it's not the kind of happiness that's lasting, not the kind of happiness that'll bring us through the trials. It's only through the Spirit that we can be truly connected and have happiness that passes all understanding.
That is so great. So profound. Look at verse 6. Stay with verse 8 there. Chapter 8 this morning. Chapter 8, and we were looking at verse 4, and we'll look at verse 5. Now let's look at verse 6.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Yeah.
So there's only one reward there for carnally minded, death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
So which one do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you want? My question this morning to make your day, family, which one do you want? I want life and peace. So since I want life and peace, and I perceive that you want life and peace, who are listening to us here, then we have to set our mind according to the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We have to set our mind on the Spirit. I can't set my mind on the flesh, because then I become carnally minded. and that produce debt. When my mind is carnal, that means I'm thinking. It's a carnal mind is simple a way of thinking. Let's put it plain so you can understand. What's a carnal mind? It's a way of thinking, contrary to the word of God, to what God says. Every thinking that is contrary, going against what God says, that is carnal. Because that is the desire of the earth, the things that is in the earth realm. So that's simple and clear. Here, I hope someone understand what it means to be carnally minded. Yeah. It's to have the mind of this earth.
And that's verse 7 and 8.
Yeah.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Then he tells them, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. So that's a real positive statement there, verse 11. And that's what we desire. But in order to experience it, we have to turn away from carnality. We have to turn away from the desires of the flesh to operate fully in the spirit and the direction of God.
And it's so clear as us this morning to seek to have true life in Jesus Christ. And we will say this over and over this week, that true life only can be found in Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. The purpose of Jesus, and we said it weeks ago, he did not come to do miracles like we think. That was Jesus' purpose. Come in, feed the multitude, do all these miracles. Mm-hmm. The main purpose of Jesus was to give us true life, redemption. That life where he says to Nicodemus, you must be what?
Born again.
That's what he came. Yes, go ahead.
And that was in order for God to reconcile us back to him. So God's desire is for each and every one of us to be reconciled back to him through Christ. He doesn't desire that any should be lost, but all should be saved. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You've been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You've been so, so kind to me.
You say I am loved when I